Just slide it on open. I'm not going to hurt you. And scooch over. Let me lean on the windowsill. Come on. Thank you. So, wonderful night, isn't it? What? No time for pleasantries? Well, I saw the lights in your room, so I thought I'd flit on over and do some investigating. I really do like seeing the glow when it's all dark outside. It is the second floor, I know. Do you like it up here? Why are you asking me these boring questions? Who cares how I'm up here? Show me the lights. So persistent. Do you really have to know? Don't you see my antenna? And this fuzzy boa action I've got around my neck? It's part of me, by the way. Don't pull on it. See? And come over here. Look outside the window. Don't worry. I'm not gonna pull you out. Yes, my wings! Aren't they beautiful? No. Why do you keep doing that? Stop closing the window on me. No, I won't. I'm just an innocent little... Okay, maybe not so little... Moth girl. Don't shut me out, please. Right? Very interesting. Do you like moths? Oh, state your business. Very serious tonight, aren't we? Don't you have time for some chit-chat with a cute girl at your window? Fine. Like I said, I saw how bright it was in your room, and I wanted to check it out. So where is it? Whatever's giving off that glow! Stop playing dumb! I need to see it.
No, stop that.
This window joke of yours is getting old. I just need to take a quick look inside, that's all. I won't go crazy and knock things over. What do you take me for? Okay, fair. I am a moth, but how about this? Come on. Come a little bit closer. Yeah. Lean in real close to me. You think I'm cute, don't you? I know you were looking at me like that. So don't you want to do something fun? And let me in your fucking room! So where is it? Where? Where's the lamp? I saw it earlier. Where did it go? Wait, no. Don't grab me. What are you doing? No, stop it. I can't find the lamp. Let me find the lamp. Okay. I'll calm down. Maybe. I still want to see where that light came from, though. Why would you think I'd break it? I'd never break it. Lamp, wherever you are, I love you. I won't break you. No. Lamp. Hey. You've just been holding me. Are you gonna let go of me now? Why not? What mess? I didn't make a mess. Maybe when you grabbed me, I did. That's not my fault. You shook a bunch of my scales off, and they're all over the floor. Yeah, and now you might have them all over you. No, they're not toxic. Why would you say that? So uninformed. I can't believe people still think that. But let me go, okay? I don't need you messing up my wings more than you have. I'm only teasing. It would take a lot more than an intimate squeeze to hurt me. Stop getting flustered and let me go. I promise I'll be good. If you show me where the lamp is. I'm kidding. Sort of. Just show me the light. Yes, I am insistent. I'm glad you noticed. So it's no use fighting me on this. Thank you! Okay. I'll be quiet. Wait, what? That's all it was? Your computer? Boo! That's not a real lamp! And why is it so bright anyways? Oh, and thirdly, why do you have it on so late at night? What are you talking about, not so late? I'm usually super active at this time, so that should tell you something about your sleeping habits. We're not all nocturnal. My kind, yes. And most others. But not all. Right? I can tell you a whole lot more if you're really interested in... Wait a minute. Nice try. You probably think you're so slick. But I'm not as distractible as I seem. But, switch your computer off, okay? We don't need it right now. No, not because of that. I'm trying to tell you about how it's bad for you. Exactly. And we don't need to see all of those pretty, glowing lights. What? What are you talking about? No, just switch it off already. Well, I'd still like to see something. Not that, though. Why, do you have an actual lamp to show me? Then go get it! Please. I've been sitting here so well behaved this entire time. I said I was going to be good. Do you still not trust me? Wow. Cutting words for someone, so... Going to their closet. Are you fetching the lamp for me? Are you? Okay. Shh. Quiet. Wow. This looks like a big rock. A salt lamp, you say? Curious. How do I switch it on? Wow. I love it. Why would you keep this in your closet? It's so beautiful. I could stare at it forever. You stare at your computer screen all day, don't you? How's that different from this? No, my amazing lamp is much more interesting. And it's not bad for my eyes. Say that again. I didn't hear you. I was looking at my salt lamp. Maybe it is mine now, but don't worry about that. What were you saying? I've only been staring at it for a couple of seconds. How can you ask me to leave already? calm now, aren't I? As long as I have this, I'm not going to run wild or anything. How about you just get back into your bed over there, and I'll sit quietly with my new lamp friend. It's so late. How are you not tired? Ah, I bet it's that computer of yours, isn't it? Sure, sure. So what is it? You'll stay up all night playing video games, watching movies, looking at other stuff. Well, whatever your reasons, it's not the greatest idea. Well, for starters, you know you need your rest. But also, you keep doing this and you'll have a lot more moth girls coming to visit you at night. Or wait, is that what you're aiming for? Some cute, fuzzy moth girls to keep you company. Okay, rude. Do you really want me gone? Why? See, you do want to go to bed. Why did you say that you weren't tired? It'll be fine. I'm not going to steal anything, I swear. I only came here to meet my new friend. I don't know. Am I talking about the lamp? Or someone else? Mm-hmm. So come on, possible new friend. Hurry up and get under the covers. As long as I can hold this lamp, you're not going to convince me to leave. I'll be sitting right by the window. Don't even give me a second thought. Ooh, softening up, are we? Want me to stay up with you for a while? I'll be here staring at my lamp, so it's no problem. No, look at it. It's so pretty and warm. Why would you want to look at your computer screen all the time when you have this? So you've told me. But you know, I was right earlier. About you, staying up so late. You know it's not good for you. It's good for me, because I should be awake at this time. But why do you do it? That's fair. Maybe not wise, but I can see why you'd want to stay up. Do you get enough sleep at least? Okay, looking less fair now. No, I'm not trying to guilt you. All I'm saying is, less late-night distractions. Hear me? Right? Pretty ironic coming from someone who came bursting into your room in the early hours of the morning. Well, I want to apologize, but that will make it seem like I shouldn't have done it. That's just your late-night hysteria talking. You're glad I'm here. Don't lie. And you're glad I'm here too, aren't you? I was talking to my new lamp friend, thank you very much. Maybe you should stop worrying about us and focus on sleeping, I'll be right here. I know you didn't say it, but I can tell you like the company. Yeah, maybe that's one good thing that came of your terrible sleeping habits. You met me, obviously. Sure. The sleepier you get, the less convincing you sound. That feistiness isn't going to last. Can you get to sleep with this light on? I'll cover it up a bit. Is that better? Great. Don't take it with me, don't worry. I'll let myself out when it gets lighter. Enough with the questions now, okay? Get some rest. Very honest when you're tired, huh? It was nice meeting you too. Sleep tight.